Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. The normalization statements are an explicit declaration of integration with the enemy and separation from the Ummah. Recent days have witnessed a series of statements issued by Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdel-Adi during his participation in international conferences. Most notable among these statements was his emphasis on, quote, the importance of, quote, Israel living in peace and integrating into the region, and the full readiness to normalize with, quote, Israel alongside Saudi Arabia and other countries, and a statement that, quote, the only solution for the future is the establishment of a demilitarized Palestinian state living in peace with, quote, Israel. These statements clearly reflect the approach pursued by the existing regimes in Muslim countries, a path of full normalization with the usurping entity, and even an effort to secure and integrate into the region serving the Western colonial project. When the foreign minister of a Muslim country says that it is important for, quote, Israel to live in peace and integrate into the region, he is not talking about the need to stop passing aggression, but rather about acknowledging the existence of this entity and considering it a natural part of the region. Integration into the region can only be achieved through political and legal recognition of its existence, and by treating it as a natural state with the right to exist, not as a foreign body implanted in the heart of the Ummah. This position fundamentally contradicts the clear Islamic ruling on the issue. Palestine is an Islamic land conquered by Muslims, and it is a waqf, religious endowment, for the Islamic Ummah. It is not permissible to relinquish it, not even a single inch of it. The Jewish entity is a usurping entity established by the Kafir colonialist West after it demolished the Khilafah Caliphate state. The call for full normalization is a practical translation of subservience, rather a blatant betrayal of the Ummah. This is because normalization with an occupying enemy empowers it, consolidates its existence, and weakens the position of the Islamic Ummah, which refuses to recognize it. Accepting the occupying entity and attempting to appease it with peace and normalization will not change its reality, nor will it compel the people to accept it and normalize relations with it. These statements reveal the deep gap between the ruling regimes and the Ummah. The Ummah still considers Palestine its central issue and refuses to recognize or normalize relations with the Jewish entity, a position they express at every opportunity. As for the regimes, they have engaged in normalization projects and political and security support for the entity. They have participated in its siege of Gaza, preventing any real action to support its people. Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdel-Adi's statements, whether regarding, quote, integration, quote, full normalization, or, quote, demilitarized state, are not personal positions. Rather, they are a clear expression of the policies of the Arab regimes linked to the West, which are working to liquidate the Palestinian cause. They also reflect the detachment of these regimes from the creed and sentiments of the Ummah. The usurping entity is a malignant body embodied in the body of the Ummah. It is not permissible to coexist with it or integrate it. Rather, it must be uprooted. O soldiers of the Kinana, these humiliating statements issued by officials which acknowledge the legitimacy of the usurping entity and consider its existence and security a natural matter do not emanate from the Ummah and do not represent it. Rather, they are issued by regimes linked to the colonizer, promoting its projects and working to protect it. The Ummah of which you belong and whose land and dignity you swore to protect categorically rejects this entity and sees it as a usurping enemy that is neither to be in coexistence with nor to have treaties with, but rather to be fought and uprooted. Your Sharia duty today is to mobilize in support of your deen, your Ummah, and your sanctities, and to renounce your obedience to the surrendering agent rulers, and redirect your weapons towards the true enemy of the Ummah, so that you may write epics of victory, just as your forefathers did. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها. And what is with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah and for oppressed men, women, and children who cry out, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. An-Nisa 75. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.